About 40 kids will make up the inaugural Youth Employment Program, which is set to kick off next month. County residents between the ages of 16 and 20, whose family household income is at or below 200% of the 2017 poverty level, are eligible to apply.
We're just being very hopeful that going forward, it will be a program that we can keep.
Tanya Gant oversees the program as the county's Director of Neighborhood and Human Services. She says it's also geared in part to help address the negativity surrounding the county's younger population.
We're having some high dropout rates and things of that nature, youth getting in trouble. So we should perhaps try to promote something positive for them to be a part of, something that they can take pride in and a value in having that.
The program is divided into 2 6-week cycles, from June 5th until August 4th, and from October 2nd until December 1st. The jobs are all within county government for about 20 hours a week, and the pay is $8.10 per hour.
Parks and Recreation, Public Safety Department, Human Resources Department, our Public Works Department out at the road camp, field operations assistant type position in our risk management office, and hopefully we can send them where they desire to go. And if not, we will place them somewhere else.
Before the workers set about with their jobs, Gant says they'll undergo some job readiness training on the basics.
Being on time, the importance of being respectable, knowing how to communicate, not to be on your phone, not to be on social media, and the importance of social media. And even if you were not on the job, understand that anything you put on social media will stay there.
During their time working, the young employees will be assigned a supervisor to monitor them and their performance.
And that they are being involved in meaningful employment, and that if they have any questions, they'll have a go-to person at all times. And we will definitely make sure that someone within our office, the Neighborhood and Human Services, also goes out and do monitoring on a regular basis.
At the end of their 6-week cycle, they'll undergo what's known in the workaday world as an exit interview. Only they call it a post-program debriefing about their work experience.
What did you like? What didn't you like? What happened that may cause you not to want to go in this career field? What would you like to see changed? Are you looking at another career field? And we also are going to be getting in touch with some employers to see if you seriously consider hiring this individual.
The initial step in applying for a job under the program, says Tanya Gant, is visiting myescambia.com and getting the necessary forms.
Complete the application. You can mail it back here or bring it to 221 Palafox Place, the fourth floor, leave it with the receptionist. And do understand, applications have to be back no later than 3 p.m. May 22nd. If you don't have all your information when you bring that application back, it will be considered incomplete.
More information is also available by calling 595-0457. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.